This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Hello?
What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
Landscapers, dump bodies, rack bodies, open and closed service trucks and vans, box drive freight, box utility, refrigeration, crane, transit vans, and plow trucks. You know what that means. It's time for ENN, and that's perfect because it's sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, Point Pleasant, all in New Jersey. Start off by saying good evening to Michael.
People from other networks were there.
And then we'll move on and we'll say good evening to Donald.
Don and Peter with you until 7. And then we are going to have the great Brewers-Pirates game coming up at 7 o'clock.
Well, lot to talk about today. Don't know if you guys heard what happened during the Browns-Steelers game.
No, what happened?
Well, here's what it sounded like in Pittsburgh.
He runs up the field and gets out of bounds, but that is not a first down pickup, and it's far short.
Oh, we got reaction.
Uh-oh, we got flags.
Oh, Mason. Oh! Oh!
And the Steelers, we got a kick in the end zone by a Steeler. And
look,
I think the kick to the head.
He hit him with a, he tried to hit him with a helmet.
Yes.
He tried to hit Mason with the helmet.
Now, I mean, can I make one thing clear here?
Sound like Joe Rogan and Daniel Cormier have such great coverage.
This is a radio broadcast.
That's right.
Not quite descriptive.
Oh, they did it. Someone did the thing. Hey, I got to watch it because they're there with the ball.
There's a kick. Somebody kick somebody in the end zone.
There goes Pappy. The fight in the Gatorade.
Pappy
got a fight down there. Football. Football. They're playing football.
Something happened in the game, Pappy. Something happened in the game. Somebody kicked somebody. Steeler kicked somebody.
They don't fight. World star.
I mean, what kind of commentary? I know they were trying their best, but God's sake. Let's hear from Damian Woody. He couldn't believe what Garrett did.
I played 12 years in the National Football League, and I've never seen that happen before. Usually when the helmets come off, things kind of stop right there. Okay, because ultimately, we battle hard against each other for 3 hours. But we're not trying to intentionally hurt somebody to the point where they could have, you know, long-term ramifications health-wise. Or you could possibly kill that man with that helmet if he had struck him with the crown of the helmet.
Here's Baker Mayfield on how Garrett can re-earn trust.
Miles can gain his respect back by handling like a man, how any of us in this organization would do it. You know, being apologetic, owning up to it, learning from it. This is a physical, violent game that if there's moments that you don't keep your cool, bad things can happen. And he knows that.
Here's Myles Garrett after.
I regret it. You know, it's going to come back to hurt our team. You know, the guys who jumped in the scrum, you know, I appreciate, you know, my team having my back, but it just never got to that point. That's on me.
And Maurice Pouncey, of course, was the offensive lineman for Mason Rudolph who defended Maurice?
Yeah.
Sorry. Marquise Pouncey defended his quarterback, Mason Rudolph, and in the process threw a couple of punches to Garrett and then a kick to the head. Here's Pouncey.
Y'all seen what happened?
That ain't a part of football. Or at that point, it's bigger than football. It's protection.
Did Garrett be done for the year for what you did?
Absolutely. 100%. We'll see how serious the NFL is about their players.
Do you expect anything to happen to you?
At this point, who cares? My man got hit in the head with a helmet. I mean, I'll accept whatever penalty it is.
I respect it.
Now, we heard from Myles Garrett. I think it's only right that we hear from Miles Davis. Okay, thanks.
That was it?
That's funny.
But, oh, no. By the way,
now, that was funnier than he made it out to be. That was not bad.
I enjoyed it. Nice. In a weird way. I like that Pouncey, they said, do you expect to be punished? He was. He ended up getting fined suspended three games. But I like that Pouncey basically said, at this point, I don't care. I respect that he says, I don't care what the punishment was. I was right. defending my quarterback.
And
that I respect, I think the kick was too far, but I respect that Pouncey understood what he was doing, and it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't think that I would have given him three games.
I think that stomp, the optic of the stomp was pretty bad. In terms of it looking just like an out-and-out street fight.
And listen, and I think Pouncey was right. Like, I don't care. Suspend me. I'm not going to fight it. I had to do what I had to do. So he was fully conscious of the fact that all bets were off at that point. I'm not worried about getting suspended. I've got to defend my guy here.
Now, this is pretty interesting. I didn't know they did mic'd up last night. I've been handed audio.
No way.
Apparently, Freddie Kitchens was mic'd up last night, and there's a conversation he had with Garrett that people think may be what happened here. Let's listen to mic'd up last night. Freddie Kitchens mic'd up here on ENN. Hey, Miles, come on over here. I've been talking to you the whole damn game, and you're having a good game, son. I told you that.
No doubt.
But I said before we leave this game today, you got to do something for your coach, Freddie Key.
Come on.
That is very important for me. Before we leave, you see that quarterback over there, Mason Rudolph? All right, that ain't Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's Mason Rudolph. You see Mason Rudolph over there? Here's what I need you to do. I need you to pull his helmet off of his head. And then I want you to take that helmet. I want you to swing it. Swing it like a hammer. And I want you to kill him. I want you to kill Mason Rudolph.
Yep, let's do it.
I said so. Freddie Keehee.
Let's go!
Wow.
I'm shocked that that was cleared to be put on air. Like, seeing ghosts should not have been. I don't know if that should have been put on air.
I feel like there are people whose careers could be affected by the fact that he said specifically, and I never heard him say this before, I want you to take his helmet, as he said it, off of his hay.
Right.
And swing it.
Right.
Like a hammer.
And
keel him. And then the fact that you can't.
So, I mean, then Garrett.
You can't be mad at Garrett. He's just doing
Garrett shouldn't be suspended at all.
No, it should be Kitchens.
Should be suspended.
Unbelievable.
You have to listen to Coach.
Odell Beck. Don's still laughing, by the way. I love it. I love red-faced Don. Nothing better. Nothing better than a Friday with a red-faced Don.
It's so funny.
Hey, I got to watch it because they're married with the ball. Football.
Yes,
football. They're playing football.
You guys have never listened to a game on Pittsburgh radio. It sounds something like this.
Football.
Yes,
football. They're playing football.
That's all you got to do. Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry threw a little sublime up at Mike Tomlin. They gave him a yawn gesture in the end zone after big plays on Thursday night, and apparently a nod to Tomlin's on-camera interview with ESPN, in which he made the same gesture when he was asked about Beckham going to Cleveland.
Peter just mimed a yawn if you're listening on radio.
I didn't know that happened during the game. I'll be honest, I didn't even flip on the game until late because I was watching.
Guess you were locked in on the Knicks.
That's exactly right. Here's what it sounded like when that big game started.
At forward at 7-3 from Latvia, number 6, Kristaps Porzingis.
You know what? They booed him when he was drafted, and they booed him when he came back.
It was beautiful.
I wonder what happened to the little kid that was booing him. I wonder if he was booing him last night.
He's in college now.
Here's Kristaps. Wow, time flies in 3 years. Kristaps on the fans' reaction.
It doesn't really matter, you know. I'm not going to here, like, try to win them over now. You know, it is what it is. I understand where they're coming from, you know. And what happened in the past. It's in the past. I'm on a new team right now, and I just want to win games with my team right now. So.
Kristaps was asked, was the fan reaction he got fair?
I don't know if it's fair or not. You know, it's what they know. You know, it's what they've heard, the fans. I don't really think about that too much. You know, it is what it is, and you know, we came here to win a game. You know, we're frustrated that we didn't get it done. They played good basketball. They got the crowd. into it from the beginning. They hit some big shots. They played well. They had high energy throughout the game. So it's a tough one for us.
See, I can't really feel that sorry for him. You know, they booed because that's what they know. You've had at least six opportunities over the last week to give your side of the story, and instead you will not. So either they're telling the truth and you have no rebuttal, or you're being foolish not to rebut what the Knicks have let out that you demanded to be traded. So why don't you give your side of the story? Maybe the crowd wouldn't boo. So unless you give your side of the story, the crowd should boo, because the bottom line is what we know, and you have not contradicted us, is that you bailed out on a situation, wanted no part of it. You did not want the challenge of being here. What, did you expect them to cheer you? So it's that what they know. Yeah, that's what they know, because you don't give your side.
Very, very true. We were only left to know what was painted for us. And it wasn't pretty. And it also seemed like the Knicks were making, publicly, it's one of the rare times where the Knicks ended up looking like good guys. You know, we saw Fizdow go to Latvia. We thought they were, at every turn, Porzingis did something obnoxious. Whether it's complaining on social media because he doesn't like Fizdale said that he can't run, whether it's his brother saying something obnoxious, demands around his contract, he never did anything to ingratiate himself.
No. And it was there. He could have owned the city. Owned it.
And last night, I got to give the Knicks fans credit. We said that it would be up for grabs. I got to give the Knicks credit, too. And if the Knicks had blown that game and early on maybe gotten down 10, 12 points, they could have lost the building. In a mocking, sarcastic way, they could have started cheering Porzingis. But instead, it was just KP sucks all night long. And that crowd last night was up. It was a really New York night on TNT.
Yeah, because the Nets played the second game of the doubleheader and lost.
Very quietly, because of all the nonsense going on, the Nets are flying under the radar, playing poorly.
Yeah.
They've blown two leads on this West Coast swing that they should have had those wins. Last night, the game in Utah. Not good. Not good.
No.
And I give Irving credit for playing through the injury, though.
Now let's keep it in basketball.
Why not?
Speaking of the Knicks, speaking of the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, you're going to go with Carmelo.
That's right. Carmelo Anthony found himself a job. No guarantee, but he will be in Portland. Yeah, the money's not guaranteed, but he's going to be playing in Portland. And here's Bobby Marks. Says he understands Portland making this move.
You know, they're 4-8, I think 1-6 in the last seven. You know, you go on those type of losing streaks, you're going to be out of the West in a conference playoff picture pretty quick. And you look at the depth chart, you needed some depth and you needed some scoring. So you sign Carmelo, as Woj said, it's a non-guaranteed contract, and we'll see what happens.
But Bobby says Melo has to change.
Look at Goran Dragic down in Miami, right? A guy who started, you know, has been a career starter and now basically accepted a role of being the sixth man of the year, and is having a great year. So you can, you know, even Vince Carter in Atlanta. I mean, if you're willing to, you know, change as far as adjust to what your role is going to be and accept kind of where you are at this stage of your career, you can add a couple of years here. So I think Portland is basically the last shot for him.
Did you hear what LeBron said?
No.
So they asked him, you know, Carmelo's your buddy. Have you thought about how it's going to end for you? He goes, no, not at all. He said, I'm like Tom Brady. He said, they're going to have to drag us off the court dead.
I respect it.
I think LeBron's going to play long. I actually believe he hasn't stated this. Maybe he has, but I haven't seen anywhere. He's going to stick around until his son plays. There's never been a father-son, I don't believe, in the NBA.
And people have talked about that.
Yeah. He can do it.
Vince Carter is going to do it until his grandchildren are playing.
Oh, interesting.
You didn't hear that?
You went one more than you had to.
What do you mean?
No, you taught me. You're Tommy Topper today.
You telling me that doesn't make just people happy all over the world, no matter where you are?
I think that at our big Christmas bash that we're going to have somewhere in Jersey, I'm not going to tell you where.
I thought they were already announcing it in promos.
Where it is?
Yeah, aren't they, Andrew?
Didn't you yourself say it on the air the other day?
No.
No, I don't think it's on the air.
No, that was in the office. We don't have mics in there.
I heard it during the Ranger Lightning. There's a promo running. Oh. RJ can confirm that. There's a promo running given the exact location of said party.
What were you going to say, though, about this event?
I forgot now.
You said, I think that...
Well, we should perform something live.
Something's going to happen at the Christmas party?
No, I forgot now.
Really?
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. What led me into talking about that? We should hand out little chips of him laughing, like for 15, 20 minutes. People put that in the car.
They just feel joy.
MP3 player, they'll feel joy. And if we can, you know, a video, a visual angle of it is just a picture of a bright red, you know, beat.
Of Don's face.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say as a special guest appearance.
Bye. Oh, no.
Can you imagine? If you don't order yourself some of them delicious jalapeno poppers, I'm okay.
I heard I could say where it is. It's going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Jersey.
In the Willowbrook Mall.
Willowbrook Mall.
In Wayne, New Jersey.
I'll tell you what. If they would open a B-Dubs in my hometown, I would go there for Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, Passover, Sukkot.
What? What was the last one, Freddie?
Ramadan. I go there for all the holidays because that sauce they have at B-Dubs. Oh, God. Makes me feel.
Football! Yes, football! They're playing football!
They're going to play football in Atlanta this weekend because Colin Kaepernick is having a tryout for the NFL.
Okay.
And guess who thinks this is a pretty cool thing?
Ed Hospodar.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but none other than Tom Thomas Brady, who talked to Jim Gray on Westwood One.
Of course he did.
As he does every week.
It is still one of the great mysteries of all time. How much money does he need to stay home on Monday and Thursday to do that?
Do you know, you know what I heard he's paid for that?
What?
I heard that it's pretty simple. Every Thursday night after they talk, Jim Gray just Venmos him $75.
Really?
That's it.
I think actually he does a podcast after that with Sonny Gray.
That's really?
And then after that, he drinks a cup of Earl Grey.
Earl Grey. No, yeah. I heard that it's, you know, on Venmo, when you pay someone, people use like little icons for what they did. Uh-huh. And Jim Gray, just the little icon for what he's paying Brady for, just a little money bag and then a phone next to it. And that's it.
Interesting.
$75 for a call.
Now really, we're joking, but why would Tom Brady need that?
He loves it. He loves talking to Jim Gray.
Well, I mean, I like Jim Gray, too, but I don't think I would, like, reserve my Monday and Thursday nights to talk to him.
I didn't think I liked Jim Gray because being a huge Tyson fan, in the early 2000s when Tyson was – or late 90s when Tyson was still boxing and I was very intense about him making it back to the top, Jim Gray would have these really antagonistic interviews with him, and I thought he was such a bad guy. And then a few years ago when I was doing Tyson's podcast, we interviewed Jim Gray together. And they're like the best of friends.
Yeah, see, you don't know what you're talking about.
Mike Tyson loves Jim Gray.
Everybody, it's amazing. Other than Chad Curtis, everybody loves Jim Gray and Pete Rose. Hey, listen to my Mike Tyson podcast.
What happened with Chad Curtis and Pete Gray?
Well,
and Jim Gray?
Pete, when remember they had the All World Series, all-time baseball team, and Pete Rose was banned from baseball. He was allowed to come back for that World Series, and Jim Gray interviewed him, and it was a contentious interview. He asked him the question that had to be answered.
Jim Gray asked tough questions.
And then Chad Curtis won one of the World Series games with a walk-off home run, and he refused to talk to Jim Gray because of the way he treated Pete Rose. And you know, it looks that really stands up now, especially what's happened to Chad Curtis.
So Kaepernick is working out, and Brady says he thinks it's very cool. He said, I think being a pro quarterback is very challenging in and of itself. To have time off is a challenge, but Colin's overcome a lot of challenges in his career, and he's always found a way to produce. He's very mentally tough, and I think it's pretty cool.
He said
cool.
Tough twice?
He didn't say tough. Oh. He said tough. He said, and I think it's pretty cool that he's getting an opportunity. This isn't the first time that he's shown love for Kaepernick. He said in 2017 that he's always admiring.
Oh, man. Take the rest of the week off.
Why don't you leave Malone and finish?
Thank you, Don. He said he's always admired Kaepernick in an interview on CBS 2017 that he hoped he would get a shot to return. And guess what?
What?
The NFL confirmed on Thursday that the Patriots are one of the 11 teams that will be at Kaepernick's tryout. One team that will not be there would be the Dallas Cowboys.
Look at this garbage!
We are not going to have anybody there. Well, basically, you know, those are taped, and we'll look at the tape if we need information. That's what Jerry Jones said. He's never had an interest in Kaepernick, and he's standing by that right now. Now, if you're wondering about how things have gone with Michael Bennett since he's been in Dallas, two games in, Michael Bennett has not kneeled during either of those games. And Jerry Jones went on to say, we really like where we are with our quarterbacks. We've got some very young quarterbacks.
Who's the back? You know who the backup quarterback is?
Who is the backup to Dak? The Dak-up, if you will.
Well, Peter can do no wrong. I tell you a great joke, you don't say anything, and then you laugh like that.
If I hear funny, I laugh.
Who's the Dakup got you?
I thought that was very funny.
Okay.
Why don't you take the rest of the week off? My God.
Cooper Rush is the backup, of course. Who needs Colin Kaepernick?
I need the backup, not a flavor of Mountain Dew.
You haven't had... I love Cooper Rush. Oh, I need some, bro. After I'm done boarding, I wash down my meal, my Doritos, my hot flash Doritos with some Cooper Rush. By the way, Antonio Brown met with the NFL today.
Wasn't pretty.
Wasn't a short meeting.
No.
8 hours talking about his sexual assault allegations. And there could also be a follow-up meeting before they make any decision. That, according to our own Jacina Anderson. All right? Everyone feel good about that?
Do you think they broke for lunch?
I would hope so. 8 hours is obscenely.
They broke for tweets.
Obscenely long time.
Instead of sweets or treats.
Nope.
Jeff Bezos may or may not want to buy the Seattle Seahawks. But one thing's for sure, NFL owners are keen to have him join the ranks of NFL owners. He's expressed an interest in buying the Seahawks before.
Seattle.
That's right. According to a person familiar with the NFL's thinking, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, there is an interest in having him in the NFL's ranks.
Isn't it amazing how much money he has? Let's say the estate for the Seahawks said, we want $10 billion. All right.
Hey, Seattle.
No, make that 15. Okay, cool. Nothing. Nothing can make him
blink. What's his value again?
It's like $600 billion.
Even post-divorce?
Yeah, I think it is.
He didn't have a trillion.
No, nobody's had that.
Well, I don't think he gave half up.
You always give up half. Did you watch Eddie Murphy in Raw?
Yeah, I watched it.
I don't think
half.
He did. Who is he talking about that had to give up half? That he was at the supermarket. He looks at the acquirer and he sees somebody famous with his hands out. Lost half his money.
Come on.
Then you didn't see it.
You know what?
I did see it. I don't remember these
things. How do you not remember? It's iconic.
Oh, who was it?
Johnny Carson.
Who?
Johnny Carson.
Not Joey Bad, but yes. And I see Johnny.
How is Joey?
Do you ingest anything? Absorb anything?
No, it goes right through.
You read everything, but when you watch a movie, you don't retain anything?
No, I don't retain it because there's not enough room in my long face to retain all these silly little nuggets of, like, minutia.
No, you say it's silly, but then you get embarrassed on the number one radio and television program.
It's not the number one television program. You're wrong. You're a liar.
You let me finish. In sports regional network television.
We are number one in that regard. That will do it for ENN.
Hey, I got to watch it because they're out tomorrow.
I'll tell you.
Football! They're playing football!
Thank you, Don.
This week is ending at just the right time.
Thank you, Don.
You know what I think would be great, Peter? Do you have the actual call from Pittsburgh?
Yep.
Play that and then play you and Don.
And see if people understand. Yeah. This is what happened in Pittsburgh.
He runs up the field and gets out of bounds, but that is not a first down pickup and it's far short.
Oh, we got reaction.
Uh-oh, we got flags.
Oh, basted. Oh! Oh!
All right, now play yours.
Steelers. Uh-oh, we got a kick in the end zone by a Steeler. And
look
I got the kick to the head.
He hit him with a helmet. And yes. Tried to hit Mason with the helmet.
All right, now let's listen to WDON, which is the FM stick in Pittsburgh.
They're playing football. Hey, I got to watch it because they're borrowing tomorrow.
They wish they could do it like that.
WDON.
Oh, God.
All right, let's take a brief shower. We'll come back. We'll finish with phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. End of the week, but it's only just begun. Kayla Greco-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.